making you seem like you know what's happening in pop culture while you're standing around the water cooler at work. You don't want to be left out, right? Here's today's top trending stories on Indy's number one for new country, 97.1 Hank FM.
So I got to tell everybody about this dad in Ohio. He was attending his kids' basketball game at their high school, and everybody was kind of waiting around for the national anthem. Mm-hmm. And the speaker system just kind of took a poo-poo and didn't work. And so this dad stood up and just started singing it for the whole entire gymnasium, and this is him. Dude's got some pipes, right?
Yeah.
He kind of did what dads do when things go wrong, right. Just kind of took over, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, say does that star-spangled banner
yet. Get that dude a record deal.
he's got strong projection, because yeah. You can hear other people singing.
America! You know, the best part about this, too, is, like, you know, the guy gets done, and he sits down and just picks up his bag of popcorn and just starts eating it again. All right, what do you got over there, Mindy?
So, new events are going to be part of the 2024 Olympics. Aw, I love this song. Breakdancing and skateboarding are among the new events that will debut at the 2024 Olympic Games in Paris. The IOC announced the new events on yesterday, and along with skateboarding and surfing and sport climbing. Breakdancing is going to be called Breaking in the Olympics as part of an attempt to lure in younger viewers.
Do you think sport climbing is kind of like wall climbing? Because I have seen that on TV, like people just doing like the wall climbing competitions, and yeah. Like that stuff is tough.
Oh, heck yeah, it is.
And other, you know, if they're wanting like more viewers, they should probably add like twerking to the event schedule as well.
Oh,
you
know? My God. No.
That'll get
please,
a lot of
no.
views. That'll get a lot of views. Hey, twerking's hard too. I don't know how to twerk. Do you know how to twerk?
Yes.
A little bit? All right.
That is reserved for my husband only.
I mean, if you could win a gold medal, you know, like, whatever.
So, right. Joe Exotic wrote Kim Kardashian a handwritten letter asking for her help in receiving a presidential pardon from President Donald Trump. He's currently serving a 22-year sentence in a murder-for-hire plot against Carol Baskin, among other charges. He's requesting she call Donald Trump and ask that he read his 257-page pardon. He said it is evidence of his innocence. He concludes by telling her no one has to know she helped him. Kim and her kids had dressed up as Carol Baskin and Joe for Halloween.
You ever heard this song before?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Caleb and Mindy in the morning on 97.1 Hank FM.